This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's ballot returns officially surpassed the state's total from the 2016 election as of late this morning. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says nearly 2.9 million Coloradans had cast ballots, and more will be coming in via drop boxes and voting stations throughout the day. State officials expect between 70% and 80% of Colorado's results will be reported tonight because many early votes have been processed already. Colorado voters will decide today on whether to ban most abortions after 22 weeks. Kim Culver is a Democrat who lives in the small, mostly conservative town of Crawford on the western slope. She says Proposition 115 could open the door to further restricting women's health care.
The folks that are trying to get that passed seem to be like government needs to be smaller, you know, fiscally conservative kind of thing. But yet they want to control a woman's body.
The measure would only allow for an abortion after 22 weeks to save the woman's life. It would not make exceptions in cases of birth defects, rape, or incest. Supporters say the restriction is reasonable and that many states have passed similar laws. Winter Park Ski Resort has pushed back opening day by about 2 weeks due to the East troublesome fire and public health restrictions surrounding COVID-19. 76 degrees in Denver, 58 in Vail. It is 64 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.